fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Saturday, the 22nd day of July, 2006. Well, it's been a hot week in the Ozarks. Today is the first day of temperatures that might be considered normal. Every day this week, we've had temperatures 100 degrees or more with multiple storms. City of St. Louis hit by 2 storms severe enough to knock out 500,000 people from having power. That's 500,000 out of a metropolitan area of about 2.5 million. So it's been a rough week for St. Louisans, a rough week for the Midwest in terms of heat. And we're very grateful to have the relief that we've got. At this moment, it is now 9.02 p.m. in the Middle East, the part of the Middle East where Israel is. Their Sabbath is over as of sunset. I fully expect a major invasion could commence in about 7 hours or so when first daylight breaks, preceded by artillery and airstrikes while it's still the hours of darkness. They've got these men and this equipment lined up on the border. There's been some cross-border incursions already. You're not going to have these men sit with those trucks on roadways for very long. They'll be so angry after about 24 hours of that, they'd be ready to go back and attack Tel Aviv. You know, you don't do that. You know, they're lined up, fueled up, loaded up, ready to roll. And, of course, you don't start a major land invasion under cover of darkness. There'll be some special ops guys going in with night vision equipment and sneaking around and doing what they got to do. But your main force being men and equipment involving tanks and trucks and other armor, they won't roll until there's enough light to see where they're going. First break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
I Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This will be a very fast 2 hours. I'll have a special guest from 2:30 to 3:30, Mr. Mike Brown, a man who builds steam engines, of all things. It's one of the most overlooked forms of technology for people to be self-sufficient. If you live someplace where fuel is not an issue, wood is the fuel of choice for many people. Could be coal, could be dried out cow dung, quite frankly. And you have enough water to keep a steam engine going, you can be self-sufficient with steam power. We'll be talking to Mike beginning at 2:30. My friend Rick Saletto up in Dillon, Montana, is making a special deal for listeners of this show. He's packaged up some cast iron cookware. He calls this the John Moore special offer. Getting a pretty serious discount here for everybody. It's a combination of the following cast iron products: a skillet, fryer, and Dutch oven with a lid for the Dutch oven. It converts to a griddle, plus the Calvin soap products, what they call the 1 year supply for two adults and two children, the PLP-1 package, which by itself usually costs $200. With this special deal, you get all the cast iron I just mentioned, plus a one-year supply of soap for two adults and two children for $200 plus shipping. Where shipping's going to vary. It's about 97 pounds total. Shipping's going to vary depending on where you are in relation to Dillon, Montana. Give them a call up there. I've got a number here. Let's see. Well, we've got a website, promisedlandproducts.com. And let's do this phone number right here, 406-834-3611, 406-834-3611. Fascinating article today. Actually, it's posted July 20th, 2 days ago. Pat Buchanan talking about this current crisis in the Middle East. I have a lot of respect for Pat Buchanan. I was deeply, heavily involved, I guess you could say, with his being in the Republican primary for President of the United States back in 1996. I got to see what can really go on behind the scenes when it comes to somebody who's an outsider running for president in one of the major parties. It was a sight to behold. Buchanan's article appears in WorldNet Daily's website. He makes some very good points. I think it's well worth reading. The title of the article is No, It's Not Our War. And he talks about several individuals, some columnists, a columnist named Lawrence Kudlow, I think that's how you pronounce his name, saying that Israel is doing the Lord's work. Well, that may or may not be the case. However, I would like to thank the United States of America is still a country that abides by the rule of law, that pays attention to the U.S. Constitution. Going to war is a very serious matter. Going to war should, in the case of the United States, involve the United States Constitution and the rule of law. Going to war should mean that vital U.S. national security interests are at stake. All those things should be what we're paying attention to, as opposed to emotion, as opposed to listening to commentators talking about what's in our interest. We should be going by the rule of law, in my opinion. Republican National Committee person named Ken Melman, Republican National Committee, in a recent gathering of Christians United for Israel, said, quote unquote, today we are all Israelis. Well, I'm an American, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not an Israeli. I feel that American blood and American treasure should only be spent for American national security interests and not the interests of others. Granted, there are treaty obligations that should be met if we're involved in treaties, which that's another whole issue by itself. George Washington warned us not to get involved in these matters with other countries. We would have done well to pay heed to his warning. For the most part, we didn't get involved in these foreign adventures until late in the 19th century, about 110 years ago, with the Spanish-American War. I've done this summary before. It's been widely received, but maybe it's time I do this summary again. The battleship Maine, sitting in Havana Harbor, blew itself up. We know that now. The evidence is very clear. There was no act of sabotage, no terrorism on the part of any Cuban or any Spanish person. The boiler in the battleship Maine blew itself up. That was the precipitating cause for us to get involved in the Spanish-American War, along with Patty Hearst's grandpa, of course, William Randolph Hearst, who took personal pride in printing the articles that pushed the United States over the edge and going to war with Spain late in the 19th century. The Lusitania, a passenger ship, was sunk by German torpedoes. That's widely recognized as being the precipitating event for the United States of America going to war with Germany. The German government was publishing alerts to Americans, don't get on the Lusitania. is carrying weapons of war. It's a legitimate target for our submarines. Don't get on it. Well, Americans did not pay heed to that warning. They got on it. They were, of course, lost their lives when that ship was sunk. And we got involved in a European land war, which we had no business getting involved in. There were no vital U.S. interests at stake in the First World War, none whatsoever. Second World War is now pretty widely known, although if you try to tell somebody who was alive during World War II that President Roosevelt knew about Pearl Harbor weeks, if not months, before the fact, you will not be well received. However, that appears to be fact. Very well documented. Very well documented. That the British government notified President Roosevelt about the attack well before it happened. Of course, that was supposed to be the case, that we would get involved in World War II, and that was the desire of President Roosevelt. Korean War, we now know that the advisor of President Truman, who advised President Truman not to do what was being requested, to go after the Chinese, because they had nuclear weapons, we now know that that advisor was in fact a communist spy. After he died, documents were recovered from his residence, clearly showing that the man who advised Truman not to pay attention to the top military people in theater, that that man was a communist spy. We know that now. Vietnam. We had a treaty through CETO, Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, to provide weapons of war to any country attacked and not engage in any offensive actions. That was the case up until the Gulf of Tonkin incident. We had American advisors who were not engaged in offensive operations in the Republic of South Vietnam. It was only after the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which caused the Gulf of Tonkin resolution to be passed, that American forces engaged in offensive operations in the Republic of South Vietnam and in Southeast Asia. We now know that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. Therefore, the Gulf of Tonkin resolution was a fraud, was a lie, and most of those names on that black granite wall on the Capitol Mall of Washington, D.C., are there because of the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, which was based on a lie, based on fraud. We now know that. Gulf War, 1991. The Kuwaiti government was drilling underneath the international border between Iraq and Kuwait. This really made Saddam mad. They were stealing oil, literally stealing it from Iraq. Saddam, who at that time was our ally against Iran, Saddam notified the American ambassador what he was going to do. He was going to punish the thieves by having an invasion of Kuwait. The American ambassador did not say anything, did not object to Saddam going into Kuwait. And, of course, the invasion was underway. That's real history, ladies and gentlemen. Every war we've been involved in the last 110 years has been based on lies, fraud, and deception. Every war, without exception, has been based on lies, fraud, and deception. Now, granted, the men and women who participated in these wars on behalf of the United States displayed courage and valor and acted with honor. It's two separate issues. The courage and the honor and the valor displayed by American military men and women is a separate issue from the fraud and lies and deception that caused them to have to go to war in the first place. They're two separate issues. We must never forget that, ever. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after the break. afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had, plus maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks, and that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call. And these devices, these PowerPulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 22nd day of July, 2006. It's 9:22 p.m. in Israel. World War III might be starting in 6 or 7 hours, if it's not already. Newt Gingrich, who very recently was only two heartbeats away from being president of the United States, he held the position of Speaker of the House, is saying this is World War III. I don't know. Things could get out of hand real quick. The alliances over there, the culture over there, is something most Americans, unfortunately, including people in positions of power, don't understand. Just because there's lines in the sand and lines on a map that British officers drew 85 years ago, following World War I, doesn't change a culture that's been around for many centuries, for 5 centuries, prior to that 85-year-ago war ending, World War I. For 5 centuries, all the countries we regard as the Middle East, Lebanon, Israel, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and more, Turkey. For 5 centuries, all those countries were one the country. With one government, one religion, one language, thank you very much. Just because English officers, English military officers, drew lines in the sand on that map 85 years ago, did not change 5 centuries of history, 5 centuries of culture, 5 centuries of tradition. When the President of the United States, the Vice President, Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, any of those people talk about foreign fighters coming into Iraq from Syria, well, that's for American consumption, because that's not the way those people think over there. If the same thing had happened in this country 85 years ago, we would not think of somebody from New York coming to New Jersey as being a foreigner, would we? Well, of course not. That would be absurd. We're asking people in the Middle East to think and believe that way? No, that's absurd. That's a fantasy. This is a live call-in show. We're going to have our special guest calling in here soon. Mike Brown manufactures steam engines. It's going to be a lot of fun talking to Mike. I need to tell you a little bit about Freeze Dry Guy before I forget about it. He's still got some LARPs in there, long-range patrol rations. The most sought-after field rations by Special Forces troops and by Rangers. They're the tastiest. They're the best. FreezeDryGuy.com. Got a phone number, 530-265-8333. I don't know. There's a lot of discussion about this war, ladies and gentlemen, why it's happening. Who's at fault? Hezbollah, literally translated Army of God. Army of God. They feel, the Hezbollah guys, they feel they're doing God's work. The Israelis, at least most of them, probably feel they're doing God's work, which is a typical thing for most wars most of the time. Both sides feel they've got God on their side. Of course, the atheist, godless communists don't, at least not officially. Communist goes in the battle, they substitute the state for God. I guess I should tell you real quick about my website and let you know that my article, No Need for Panic, is posted there now, finally, after all these months. TheLibertyMan.com. Don't forget to put the V in there, Tango Hotel Echo. If you don't, you'll not get to my website. TheLibertyMan.com. You can see my photos, see my bio, and so forth. Hope to have some other products listed there soon, some field gear, some books. It'll be fun to help get this material out to all you guys and gals out there. I know you want to know what to do, what you should be buying. Agriculture. We're having a nice harvest this year of fresh zucchini, tomatoes, great crop of peaches this year. Due in part to BioZymeAg.com and the products sold there, particularly the enzymes, really will get your stuff growing. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They got a phone number, 785-628-6435. Give Stan a call. He'll be glad to talk to you. He is looking for dealers and distributorships. If you're want to have a business that can help you and help your community have more independence with whatever they're doing. It might be row crops, people growing tomatoes in 5-gallon buckets, or people growing soybeans on 500 acres. Horses, cattle, hog operations. Give Santa a call at 785-628-6435. We'll be back right after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 22nd day of July, 2006. I was listening to my friend Jack McLammon, who is on the air before I am. He was talking about a lot of things, as usual. One of the things he was mentioning, and I've known this to be true for a number of years, about the semi-tractor trailers coming across our southern border from Mexico, having special permission to pass through the United States border, U.S. Customs, without having the doors opened. That is a fact. That does happen. Now, here are some other things to ponder regarding that fact. How many native English-speaking Americans can tell the difference between a Cuban Spanish accent and a Mexican Spanish accent? The answer is, of course, almost nobody. Next question. What does it take for a Cuban-speaking Spanish person to learn the Mexican Spanish accent? Well, clearly a person could do that with enough training. Next question. What's inside those semis that are coming across the border? Well, clearly we don't know. The people that do know aren't talking. Officer McLam was talking about the possibility of these a high percentage of these Spanish-speaking people being agents from foreign governments with military training, probably bringing with them, and he didn't say this, but I'll say it for him, bringing with them military equipment, which would include communications equipment, air defense systems, small arms, explosives, all the weapons of war, medical supplies that a person would need to conduct military operations inside the United States of America. Clearly, in my opinion, clearly that's what's going on. Pre-positioning of men, pre-positioning of equipment for future use at a time of their choosing. I don't know the time. Whoever does isn't talking. I said about a month and a half ago that the John Moore Show would be talking a lot more on preparedness and less on these geopolitical matters. If my guest has called, I haven't looked, refreshed the screen here. He hasn't called yet. Maybe time got away from him. We hope to be talking about steam engines today. We talked about them briefly last week. If Mike Brown remembers to call them like he's supposed to, we'll talk about them with somebody who really knows in great detail. I received some criticism off the air from another Special Forces veteran a couple of weeks ago about my criticizing the standard issue rifle of the U.S. military, that being the M16/M4 carbine in the 5.56 NATO cartridge. I will continue to criticize that weapon system, especially in that caliber. However, the new 6.8 caliber version is far superior and corrects the major deficiency of that weapon system, that being the caliber itself. Ever since first introduced 40 years ago, the 5.56 NATO round has been clearly, absolutely inadequate for combat use at any range. It simply doesn't stop the aggressor with one round. Can't do it, won't do it, never has done it. They're heavier rounds that some of the special ops guys are making a huge difference. However, the 6.8 round developed for a total cost of $5,000 by a Special Forces Master Sergeant has been and is the solution if we're going to keep that weapon system. Okay, it's a live call-in show. I'll give the call-in number. We have our first caller on hold. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Don in Florida, are you there, sir?
Afternoon.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I've got a question about the Generation 3 7PVS.
Yeah. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Are they fully protected from being burned out by bright lights?
To the best of my knowledge, they have a shutdown system that's fairly effective. And on the battlefield, you're going to get magnesium flares and all kinds of things. They're going to be incredibly bright. And right. Mil-spec equipment is built with that in mind to make them as tough as possible. Almost always, Don, if you see mil-spec behind anything, whether it's electronics or a pair of boots, you're going to get the highest quality that money can buy.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I've got another question. Just out of curiosity, did you have three MOSs when you were operating?
My primary MOS was always intelligence analyst. And that was most of my active duty time. In the reserve, I was a intelligence NCO on an A-team, which is basically the work of an intelligence analyst with the field work of a special forces trooper. So that pretty much covered most of my active duty and reserve time both.
Okay. The other question, that fact it goes into what you were talking about a minute ago. Why is it that the 1911 45 ACP has such a great reputation for close-range stopping power, but yet carbines that produce over 1,000 foot-pounds more energy than the pistol does don't have that great...
You're talking about carbines in the same caliber?
No, carbines like the M16 or M4, the AK.
Right. Well, the AK has excellent stopping power. it's useful to look at extremes when you're trying to compare things. Let's say you can get an old-fashioned phonograph needle that they don't, you can't really buy them anymore. Just say you can get a phonograph needle going 5,000 feet per second. That's probably something that could be done, as opposed to a freight train going 20 miles an hour. Now, those are two extremes. That phonograph needle going 5,000 feet per second is going to hurt, but it's probably not going to kill you if it doesn't go through a major organ. A locomotive going 20 miles an hour will probably kill you if it hits you. Those are two extremes.
Right, yeah. The 45, generally, it goes, it penetrates usually completely, but sometimes it stays in the body, but it produces a large hole. But still,
it does that. It's transmitting a tremendous amount of energy, however. That's a formula. Energy equals mass times velocity. You've got a tremendous amount of mass. It's not going all that fast, maybe 1,000, 1,200 feet per second.
Not even. It's about 850.
Depending on what it's coming out of, you're right.
Right. Well, with a pistol, it'd be about 850, but it only produces like 350 foot-pounds of energy. And the M16, you're talking about 1,200, and the AK, you're talking about 1,500.
Well, once again, it's the size of that projectile and how much mass you're getting hit with.
Right. This one more quick thing. The Russian Wolf ammunition is about 100 feet per second faster than the military ammo for the AK.
Okay.
It's a little hotter, so it produces at least another 150 foot-pounds of energy. I think it's a lot better than the riders give it credit for, especially in a hollow point or a saw point. But anyway, there's a lot of things. The M16, for example, when they first came out with it, they had a lot of trouble with it because they had changed the powder without
you're right.
Without
it was a
military.
Dry, you're right, Don. It was a drying agent they had in that powder. And the design was defective because it was corrected with the AR-18, AR-180 series.
Yeah, it should have a piston. Should have a piston instead of a drain.
Well, you don't want to blow all that dirty old half burn up powder back in the chamber, and that's what that original design was doing.
Right. But anyway, you have a good weekend.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Okay. I know if you're not knowledgeable of firearms, ladies and gentlemen, some of this discussion might be just going right past you. But that's okay. What Don was saying about the original design of the M16 and the problems we had 40 years ago in Vietnam was absolutely accurate. I had friends of mine that nearly died because they were carrying M16s that would not shoot in combat. They'd shoot one till it stopped, pick up another one, shoot it till it stopped, and finally pick up something that would keep shooting, like an M1 carbine or a Thompson or whatever they had in that particular firefight. And we've got Ron in Texas. Ron, are you there, sir?
Hello.
Ron,
yeah,
speak up.
I keep hearing a beeping sound.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Okay, you made a quick comment about Kuwait horizontal drilling into Iraqi oil.
Yes, sir.
There was an interesting article, a cover page article, on American Free Press recently about the Chinese working out of Cuba horizontally drilling into our oil reserves.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, which we have sort of refused to tap because of environmental issues.
Right, right, right.
You've heard
I read
about
the
that.
Same article. You're right. That's going on.
And you don't hear anything about it.
Well, it's most people, they get their news from whatever's on CBS that given night. You're a researcher, it sounds like. I'm a researcher. You don't have to dig back and peel back too many layers to start finding articles like what you're referring to about the Chinese drilling sideways and tapping into our oil reserves. That's going on. You're right.
And that's we're going to war over, and this is what's going on in our own backyard. And
most people believe that Saddam attacked Kuwait because he was an evil guy. He was a bad guy. He didn't like Kuwait. All these reasons, which basically would make him appear to be mentally unstable. He invaded Kuwait because Kuwait was stealing his national product, which
right.
was
and,
oil.
And we gave them the nod, yeah, that's okay with us, and then we turn around and do what we did. I was in the Air Force at the time. And It's just so frustrating.
It was fairly common knowledge among you and your friends in the Air Force, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
You know what? They gave me in '94. I came up with asthma, and I was out of the door during that physical within 45 minutes to an hour. And they got the legal beagles in, and they said, sorry, you know, you're going to have, this will be a medical discharge, honorary retirement, and, you know, you have no medical recourse against the government for any future medical issues. And I was relatively young, in my mid-20s at the time, I guess, and I was pissed off what it seemed like they're railroading, and then they get real nice and chatty, and that was that. But, they got my head spinning. But,
all right. Were you in country or were you in Iraq?
I was serving during the war, turning equipment around at Kelly Air Force Base when it was canceled. Kelly Air Force Base.
Right. Because Kelly shot down now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's become sort of like an industrial park. And
right, I was going to say for military operations.
Right. You know, maybe it's a big FEMA place too. You know,
Kansas City, right?
Yeah. Huh.
Isn't Kelly in Kansas City area?
In San Antonio, southern San
Antonio.
That's
right. You're right. Yep. I
thank you for what you do, and I enjoy your website, and just thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron. We appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
Live call-in show. I'm still hoping that Mike Brown will call. I'm going to give out his number, and maybe somebody can call him up. I can't hardly call him up while I'm on the air, can I? Mike Brown's phone number should be within reach of me here. 87 is toll free. 877-783-2644. 877-783-2644. Somebody call him up and say, hey, Mike, call up John Morsher. He's supposed to be on there. Wake up. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about preparedness a little bit. I spend a lot of time pondering and looking for sponsors that will fit hand in glove with the demographics of the John Moore Show, that will help you in the most efficient way possible become better prepared to take care of your family, your loved ones, should hard times come, whatever the source. Whether it be power outages, in fact, they've had power outages already today down in the Round Rock, Texas area where this show is originating from. Whether it be power outages, hurricanes, earthquakes, World War III, whatever it might be, that you're better prepared to help your loved ones survive with the least amount of discomfort possible. That's what we do here on the John Moore Show. We talk about preparedness. We talk about firearms. We talk about the world situation. Hopefully today we'll talk about steam engines if Mike Brown ever calls in. Bruce in Omaha, are you there, sir? Bruce, speak up. Hello, Bruce.
Hear me? Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Last night, NBC, late night with Conan the Barbarian, Conan O'Brien, Al Gore was on, plugging his book, An Inconvenient Truth, plugging his book in
yes.
the movie, and
yes.
it just made me want to puke, you know, the lies that they're pumping out about global warming and stuff.
Well, hold on a moment here, Bruce. Al Gore and I are in agreement with 90% of what he says.
Is that right?
90%. But the 10% where we disagree is absolutely critical and will be a matter of life and death. Have you seen the film yet? His Inconvenient Truth? Are you there, Bruce? Did we lose Bruce? I guess we lost Bruce. An Inconvenient Truth. I'm doing a two-page update, ladies and gentlemen, for my article, No Need for Panic. Part of it has to do with Al Gore's film and book, An Inconvenient Truth. Here's where Al Gore and I disagree. Of course, what Al Gore is saying is in line with the official government line. When I say official, you don't get much more official than NASA the Goddard Space Institute, the director of the Goddard Space Institute, Mr. Jim Hansen, says that about 10 years in the future, things will start to get bad regarding Earth changes, rising ocean levels, and so forth, melting ice from the Antarctic and Greenland. And about the middle of the century, things will really get bad. Al Gore's film and book, An Inconvenient Truth, say that 10 years in the future, things will start to get bad, and around 2050, things will really get bad. That's where we disagree. That's what they want you to believe, is that 10 years in the future, things will start to get bad. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm. There will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
J.R. Moore on the 22nd day of July, 2006. It is 9:53 p.m. in Israel. The war starts in 7 hours. I don't know if it starts in 7 hours, but there's a high likelihood it will when the sun comes up over there. Well, we finally got Mike Brown. I asked 500,000 people to give him a call, and somebody got through. And we had total confusion, but now we're all squared away. Mike, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. And, boy, I tell you what, it's not a real good recommendation for me when I'm talking about boilers, is it?
Well,
boilers.
I'm dealing with more vendors all the time to order product for my website, and I'm realizing that a lot of these vendors, people that sell things, demand that something be in writing and faxed to them or emailed to them as opposed to verbal orders, which is certainly subject to misinterpretation. Mike, you're in the business of manufacturing, fabricating, and selling and engineering steam engines. How long have you been doing this, sir?
About 10 years.
Is there anybody else in the United States that you're aware of doing a similar thing with engines that are suitable for home use?
Not really. I mean, I hear these things like some guy's got a, you know, steam engine ice cream maker, but then when you trace it down, it's some little dinky quarter horsepower thing that it's good for turning a handle.
That's basically a toy.
Yeah, in fact, actually, if you get on the Internet, you'll find a lot of people who are manufacturing steam engines as toys.
Right.
But as far as production, small piston steam engines, I'm pretty much it.
Well, like I was saying before you came on the air a few minutes ago, what you're producing is the missing link. In my opinion, the missing link for self-sufficiency. You mentioned in your book, which I have a copy of here in front of me, that if you go to the library and do research on steam engines, it's like a black hole compared to solar and hydro and all these things, which and wind power, which kind of sort of work, but you want to turn out some serious horsepower on the homestead and not have to rely on fossil fuels, in my opinion, steam is the way to go.
Well, your opinion is absolutely correct. I mean, a steam engine is going to run on anything that burns, solid or liquid fuel. If you're talking solid fuel, it's going to run on wood chips, sawdust, corn cobs, corn stovers, shelled corn, government documents, you name it. It'll steam engine will run on any and all of the above and plus a lot of other things besides.
Well, I would hope that at IRS documents would burn longer and hotter than regular newspaper.
It doesn't really make that much difference. You can only get so much steam over to the engine at a time.
That was a joke, Mike.
I know it was. And I was playing your straight man.
Mike, what's your website address so people can get in touch with you?
It's www.mikebrownsolutions.com. And there's about 20 or 30 pages, I've lost track of it, of information on our steam engines and explanations about the type of people that inquire about steam. We divide them into like three different groups. We also point out that it isn't plug and play. I mean, we've had people that actually call up and they'll email us and start whining about, oh, this is so difficult. Well, you know what? All work, the ultimate four-letter word in the 21st century.
Well, it's my observation, Mike, is that American men under the age of 40, in general, there's exceptions, there's some wonderful exceptions, in general, can't change a spark plug in an automobile with a 45 cocked to their head.
Why is that?
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.